Cry for Zambia urges continued dialogue on repatriation of former President Lungu's remains. Government says circumstances behind Zedenese officers' killing still unclear. And Togo's leader sister-in-law arrested for calling for end to family row. Good evening, with the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. Buttercry for Zambia founder Apostle Obiang Mayambu has called on the family of the late former president and the government to continue engaging in dialogue over the repatriation of his remains. Apostle Mayambu said the ultimate outcome of the current impasse should be peace and reconciliation, stressing the importance of both parties working together. Speaking in an interview to RCV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambu noted that meaningful dialogue can only take place if both sides are willing to cooperate. The church remains confident that the matter can be resolved amicably, with the family providing guidance on how the repatriation of the body will be undertaken, said Apostle Mayambu. He further appealed to the Zambians to continue praying for both the Lungu family and the government as they seek closure on the matter.
We also want to encourage the Lungu family to continue in dialogue with the government. If possible, agreements to be done outside. As Buttercry for Zambia, we also want to urge all Zambians to remain peaceful and calm.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called on all 10 provinces in Zambia to actively contribute to the nation's economic development. Speaking at the official opening of the 2025 Investment Forum and Exposition in Chinsali, Muchinga Province, under the theme Promoting Investment Through Sustainable Development, President Hichilema stressed the importance of collective effort in advancing the country's economic agenda. He expressed concern that economic growth is currently centered in just 5 provinces, Lusaka, Copper Belt, Southern, Northwestern and Central, arguing that this shouldn't be the case. President Hichilema highlighted Muchinga Province's potential, noting that it is rich in natural resources such as copper, gold, and questioned why it has not been contributing more significantly to the national economy. He further emphasized that the province's fertile land presents an opportunity for livestock farming, which can also boost economic output. It is through accelerated economic growth that we can create jobs, expand business opportunities, and increase treasury revenue to fund free education as well as support the elderly, the sick, and the persons living with disabilities, said President Hichilema. He has since challenged Muchinga Province to harness its natural resources and turn them into value-added economic opportunities. Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma says the exact circumstances surrounding the killing of 2 Zambia National Service officers have not yet been established, as investigation into the incident is still ongoing. Speaking in National Assembly during the question for oral answer session today, Mr. Lufuma explained that the case is being handled by the Zambia Police Service, which is leading the investigations in collaboration with other security wings. He emphasized that no timeline has been attached to when the investigation will be concluded, but assured the nation that the police are working day and night to bring the perpetrators to justice. The matter is still under investigation. The police, in collaboration with other security wings, are actively working to get to the bottom of what transpired. We cannot at this point commit to a specific time frame, said Mr. Lufuma. The minister was responding to a question raised by Shuangando Member of Parliament, Stephen Kampiongo, who asked what measures the Ministry of Defense is taking to ensure the safety of the officers and the public at large. In response, Mr. Alfuma reiterated that while the ministry takes the safety of all officers seriously, the investigation should not be rushed, further aging patience and trust in the investigative process. Once the investigations are concluded, a full report will be tabled in due course, said Mr. Alfuma. The governance expert Brebna Changala has expressed disappointment over tribal remarks allegedly made by Road Transport and Safety Agency RATSA Chief Executive Officer Amon Mwemba in a viral audio recording. In the recording, which has circulated widely on social media, Mr. Mwemba is purported to have said that only people from Southern Province would occupy senior and other positions at the agency. But speaking in an interview with RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Changala said it was unfortunate that such statements are emerging at a time when the country is working to combat tribal divisions. It is unfortunate that this is happening at a time when the country is highly divided along tribal lines, either factually or through perceptions created by the conduct and behavior of the UPND leadership, said Mr. Changala. He called on government to thoroughly investigate the matter, noting that similar remarks once landed former Patriotic Front member of the Central Committee Chimba Kambwile in jail and should therefore not be treated differently. Meanwhile, Mr. Changala has appealed to President Hakainde Hichilema to convene a national endeavor on tribalism to help resolve the deepening divisions. He emphasized the need for an honest national conversation, adding that the nation cannot be divided further.
If those remarks were made by anybody from northern and eastern part of this country, the police would have been in motion by now. But those words were uttered by a member of a chosen tribe, the chosen one. The police will not even confirm or deny as to whether they are investigating that matter. Because to them, it's an isolated incident of a rogue member of a certain tribe. We need the president to close the divide.
In African news, a former defense minister and vocal critic of Togo's government, Marguerite Ginakade, has been arrested according to security sources. Ginakade, the sister-in-law of the long-serving leader Faure Gnassingbe, recently called for his resignation and urged the military to stand with the people in ending decades of dynastic rule. She was arrested for serious acts, including her recent public appearance inciting the military to rebellion, a police source told the AFP news agency. Local media reported she was arrested by security forces at her home in the capital Lome on Wednesday. Togo has recently been gripped by deadly protests calling for Gnassingbe to resign and release political prisoners. Coming up shortly, French unions strike against austerity pressuring Macron. This and for more, stay tuned.
The first case of HIV in Zambia was reported in 1984, and since then, HIV has continued to spread in the country. And today, Zambia is amongst the countries hardest hit by the HIV and AIDS pandemic. HIV and AIDS shortens life, spoils plans, destroys families, kills adults, young people, as well as babies. About 15.6% of Zambians aged between 15 and 49 are infected with HIV. Plan for your future. Avoid HIV infection.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global name.
And now the rest of the news. Teachers, train drivers, pharmacists and hospital staff went on strike and teenagers blocked their high schools in France on Thursday, part of a day of protest against looming budget cuts. Unions are calling for the previous government, whose fiscal plans to be scrapped, for more spending on public services, higher taxes on the wealth, and for the reversal of an unpopular change making people work longer to get a pension. In Paris, many metro lines were said to be suspended for most of the day except for morning and afternoon rush hour. Pupils gathered to block the entrances to some schools. Macron and his newly appointed Prime Minister Sebastian Lecornu are under